The timing is perfect. When you see multiple project-specific catalysts all hitting at once, there's no way you can ignore this.
If you haven't heard this project yet, you will, because they are releasing something that you have never seen before.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
This is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
All right, the timing could not be more perfect. It's not every day where you see multiple catalysts specific to a single project all about to hit at one time. And if you look around, there's no one really talking about this project. So this is an episode you need to watch to the end.
Okay, if you haven't heard this project yet, you will, because they are releasing something into the market that has never been seen or done before. And it is very important at this stage to be looking at this project because, one, all the early stage pre-sellers are out. Two, their flagship product is about to hit. And three, is a secret catalyst, which we will reveal at the end of the episode, which will send this thing mainstream.
Yeah, I think, if you've been watching the show, you know we are huge on AI and you know we are huge on sports. AI is about to change the world forever. It's going to be in everything. It's a $1 trillion opportunity. Sports, one of our main passions, is a massively growing industry. Everybody watches sports. Sports picks are becoming a huge thing. Now, this project sits at the intersection of AI and sports picks. And when we reveal, one, how impressive their business is and how accurate what they're doing with AI is, and two, what their plans are for the future, I think you'll agree with us that this needs to be on everyone's radar.
Okay, I really want you guys to understand just how impressive this project is. They are making picks on sports utilizing AI. The number one guy in the world, and this is well documented, you can go on Wikipedia, you can search the internet for it. His name is Billy Walters. And he has a long-term winning percentage rate of 57%. That's on all sports. The model that will be launching, the project that is going to be launching as flagship product, has a win rate that sits between 70 and 93%. That is absolutely unheard of. And I think when they finally release this to the public, this is going to go mainstream and everybody will be using it, including us.
Yeah, that's insane. And it's no wonder that they've garnered interest for some of the biggest companies in the world. They were admitted into the NVIDIA Inception program, which not a lot of crypto startups have been. They've got support from Google. And I mean, okay, think about it like this. When you're looking to analyze sports and make picks, there are hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of data points you take into consideration, which is why these AI models that this project is working on are so beneficial and so accurate. You know, if you're this guy, this top sports picker guy, you know, he's running through all of his stats, his spreadsheets, he can only do so much. But an AI can run all of these data points instantly and it can learn faster than any human in the world. So when it comes to AI at the intersection of sports and sports picks, what this company is doing, and that's exactly what you said at the start of the episode, has never been done before. And they are proving it with their insane accuracy. And then when it comes to the crypto side of things, the Web3 side of things, well, not only is this business set to generate a ton of revenue and share it with holders, but they've got some really exciting things coming down the pipeline.
That is what I like about this project specifically, is find that the projects that are performing the best right now are holding up while the market takes a dip due to, you know, what's happening in the Middle East and the tariffs and all these things. So one where people actually want to hold the token. There needs to be an incentive to hold it. Mm-hmm. Well, this is one of those projects that actually generates revenue. And they are generated from the Web2 side, which is your traditional everyday, you know, you log onto a website, you get your subscription, and it comes off your Visa card. They have that to access these models. But from the Web3 side, you need to have the token to gain access to the, it's like a Web3 subscription model as mm-hmm. well. So if you hold X amount of the token, then you can receive X amount of picks the more tokens you stake.
Yep.
And that is really cool because it's bringing in both sides, right? And sometimes you find some of these projects where they're too focused on the Web3 side and it just doesn't garnish mainstream attention.
Yeah.
The fact that you're going to have Web2 users using this, I mean, that's groundbreaking.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's where the real market growth lies, the opportunity for this company. So the name of the project we're talking about today that is arguably becoming one of the leaders in the AI sports industry with their insane accuracy is called Stacy Sport. The ticker is Sport, and it's on the Base blockchain. Now, I want to get into just how accurate their models have been over the past few weeks or past few months. And the best part here is they are going to be releasing this flagship model to actual users soon. So if you're hearing about this now, that's why we said we're putting you onto this early. So what their model has been doing currently is been looking at, so if you're familiar with baseball, you can look at how many strikeouts a pitcher is going to get right now. You know, this pitcher is going to get 6 or more strikeouts or 5 or fewer strikeouts. Now, typically, you know, this is a hard thing to predict. If you're just picking, you're probably going to get it right less than 50% of the time. But how well has the Stacy Sport model been doing over the past few weeks?
So the metrics are absolutely insane. And look, you can go onto the Stacy Sport Twitter X and have a look because they've been posting these for free for everyone to see exactly because they want transparency, right? They want to show, look, we are training these models and this is how well they are performing. So on June 11th, 61% accuracy. June 13th, 77% overall accuracy, 93% accuracy on the unders. June 14th, 59%. So every day they are outperforming, even on the worst days, they're outperforming the best sports picker on the planet. Mm-hmm. Man, they went 13-1 on strikeouts the other day. That is absolutely insane. And this is just, again, early stage preliminary testing of the models, right? This isn't full access yet. They still have, as these models get better and they get more data, et cetera, this could be looking at like 80% all the time on not just strikeouts, but maybe on home runs, walks, all these stats that you can make picks on on your platforms like BlockBet.
Yeah, for sure. And look, again, like this is just our opinion and why we are personally so bullish on the Sport token. There's no guarantees in investing. You guys need to do your own research. This is small cap crypto. It's obviously risky, but we like the risk to reward on Stacy Sport and the Sport token because one, they've proven that their models work. Two, this is such early stage. As you mentioned, they're just doing MLB strikeouts right now, right? But what happens when they extrapolate that to all the different stats in baseball? And what happens when they expand to NFL football, to NCAA football, to NBA, to basketball, to UFC, to mixed martial arts, right? AI sports analysis and AI sports picks can be extrapolated to one of the fastest growing industries in the world, which is sports. And that's where I think you can see Stacy Sport really turning some heads. And the current market cap right now of like $2 million, in my personal opinion, that's extremely small. So I like it.
Yeah, you have to understand the amount of catalysts we're going to be seeing from this project moving forward when in September they roll NFL, NCAA football, when they dive into NHL. Like it's month after month of new sport prediction models that everybody who is a holder of this token will be able to access. And again, you can also bring in the Web2 users via the Visa subscription, which is pretty handy. So this is also one of the projects that has the revenue share model built into it as well. So that's going to be the staking aspect. So if you're staking Sport, you're going to get a portion of the Web2 subscription fees and revenue that comes in, and that'll be paid out in monthly USDC. Again, it's good because sometimes with some of these projects, when they get paid, when stakers receive the native token, it leads to sell pressure. Whereas in this case, you know, you're staking, you're receiving that USDC that's coming through, so you can actually reinvest it back into the token, which eliminates the sell pressure. And I think that's why this token has been performing as well as it has over the last little while.
Yeah, like there's so many different areas of utility for holders of the Sport token. One, like you mentioned, revenue share. So if you think that this sports AI sports picks business will grow, then they have the potential to make more revenue, which they share with the holders. And I like how they share it in USDC, not in the token, to eliminate sell pressure on the Sport token. Two, they have like that Stacy Sport sweepstakes thing where the more sport you hold, the more entries you get into the sweepstakes where they're picking winners every week and again paying people out in USDC. PC. And they're also going to be looking at different subscriptions, different tiered subscriptions. So say if you hold more sport, potentially you have access to more data for different sports or different stats for making more picks, right? They're also giving away all kinds of like Champions League tickets. So there is real incentive for people to actually hold the sport token. The sport token is built into their ecosystem. So if you are like us and you hold the personal belief like we do, this is just what we think, that the sport token has a long way to go. And this is an early stage business that is combining the best parts of AI with the best parts of sport pick. Then I think you see so many different areas of utility where it's like, look, I just want to hold the sport token long term and reap all of these rewards, the revenue share, the sweepstakes. Like, it's all good stuff, right?
Yeah. And here's the real winner of this whole entire thing. I think anybody who makes sports picks, this is what you're really going to want to know. But first, I just want to highlight the fact that the token has 70% of the circulation already released to everybody to gain access to. That's excellent. So there's not a lot of tokens that are going to be dumped on retail, which is great. 65% of the overall token goes to the community. Like, that is you, the holders. Like, that's it. 65% out to you guys. 15% goes to marketing, so you actually get awareness of the product. That's huge. 10% goes to development. So who can possibly be the only ones who would ever dump on anybody? And that'd be the team. 10% goes to the team. That's it. Out of 100% of these tokens.
Yeah.
Like, that is not a lot. Typically you see some of these vesting schedules and, you know, 20% goes to the team, 10% goes to the advisors, blah, blah, blah. Like, a majority of this token actually goes to furthering the development of it. And I think that speaks, you know, a lot about the actual founders of this project.
Yeah.
Because again, they're also not dumping. But that is really, I just wanted to highlight like how important these tokenomics are. The other thing is too, it has a small market cap of like 2 million.
Yeah.
You know? So the real winner here, and I think this is one of the most impressive parts of the model, is that you can identify high value plays early in the morning, like 5 a.m., well in advance of these big whales that come in that tend to move markets. Mm. So you can get an odd at like 3-1 versus when money starts to pour in, move it to 2-1. Mm-hmm. So you're really giving yourself better value using this model.
Yeah, 100%. There's so many things going for Stacey Sport. And the last thing, which we, you know, kind of touched upon, like, look, the sport token is on the Base blockchain. I think you're going to see a massive influx of users, Coinbase, Base, USA Crypto. Like, there's so many tailwinds, all the regulations, the stable coins that are being passed in America to make America the home of crypto. And I think the Base blockchain is going to see a lot of tailwinds from America specifically. So small caps on Base, like Stacey Sport, that are legitimate and have utility and are making revenue and real businesses, they could potentially be primed for a nice run here. Again, this is just my opinion. This is not financial advice. None of this is guaranteed in crypto, and you guys need to do your own research. But we like Stacey Sport.
Yeah, timing can be perfect. The early stage pre-sellers, their vesting is done. They're releasing the model. That is going to be accessible to everyone. They're generating revenue. It's a lot of positives for this project. And look, we have a plethora of sports coming up over the next several months with the NFL, NHL starting up again, NBA starting up again.
Yeah,
I think this is when we're really going to start to see a lot of attention on Stacey Sport. And then we want to position ourselves early on that. So, hey, we hope you guys like this episode. Make sure you tune into the next one.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.